The lectionary says Proverbs 8, the selected verses there, but I want to look at Proverbs chapter 6 because it gives some lessons for daily life. I'll give you an idea that it says in there that you should not co-sign a loan for a friend or guarantee a debt of someone you hardly know. That's good advice, right? You probably know about that. And it also tells us that we can get a lesson from the ants. Lazy bones can learn to be wise as the ants build. And you can even get a little extra sleep or a little more slumber and a little folding of the hands to rest. And then it talks about how poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. But here's what I wanted to share with you. Chapter 6, verses 12 through 23. And the reason I wanted to select them this time is because all the crazy stuff that's going on in our society. You know, the book of Proverbs is one of the wisdom literature, but more importantly, it's the wisdom of God. And I think we need to go back to the Bible to learn a little bit about society and how we're supposed to act. Chapter 6, verse 12. Here is a description of worthless and wicked people. They are constant liars, signaling their true intentions to their friends by making signs with their eyes and feet and fingers. Their perverse hearts plot evil. They stir up trouble constantly. But they will be destroyed suddenly, broken beyond all hope of healing. Now in verse 16 it says, these are six things the Lord hates. No, seven things he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, a person who sows discord among the brothers. And then verse 20, my son or my daughter, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's teaching. Keep your words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. Whenever you walk, their counsel can lead you there. When you sleep, they will protect you. You wake up in the morning and they will advise you. And in verse 23, for those commands and this teaching are a lamp to light the way ahead of you. The correction of discipline is the way to life. May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of some selected verses from Proverbs. But you know, Jesus is also the way to life. There's your key. Jesus, the way to life. Call on him now for your reservation for eternal life.